This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded. And it's contact. It is the Thursday before the 4th of July. Now, this year, July 4th, 2021, falls on a Sunday. And I feel like this is the most grateful that we've ever been for the 4th of July holiday. This is really like we're getting back to celebrating holidays after a long absence. So we'll talk about all of the exciting things that are happening at the Brockway old-fashioned 4th of July celebration, what they are doing this year, and how maybe this year, more than ever, it's a really special time. We're on with Jeff Gankoski, one of the organizers of the Brockway 4th of July celebrations. And Jeff and I will give you that full schedule rundown and in a bigger picture of things, what it means to be able to celebrate like this and be able to come together and have that homecoming in Brockway. More about that on Contact this morning. Contact brought to us this portion by Lifespan Family Services, Adoption and Foster Care.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Du Bois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.
Well, as we approach Brockway's annual old-fashioned 4th of July celebrations, we're getting excited, maybe more so than ever, because after an absence of a lot of events over the past year and the strange year that we've had, it feels good to finally have a holiday and be able to celebrate in a really big way. Kind of cool this year as well. It falls on a Sunday, so we get an extra day of celebration. So we're going to talk about that, and I promise you we will go over that full schedule. But first, it's Jeff Gankoski, one of the organizers of the event. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're a common presence in Brockway, and you've been here at the radio station with us for quite a while explaining what's been going
on. Quite a few times, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So at this point in time, I mean, you've done this before, over and over, organizing the Brockway 4th of July celebrations. I have a feeling that over these past 2 years, though, it's been a little different than what it has been over the decade.
Yeah, it has been a little different. Last year, we had everything scheduled to take place, but then with the state mandates and such, and with the borough, we had to curtail that. Now, we were able to have the fireworks, patriotic program, fire department had a impromptu parade, I guess you would call it, and then we did have a decorating contest, but that was the extent for last year.
Right.
A lot of the people we had contracted with said, don't worry, we'll do it for next year. And they're coming back this year.
Good. Things had looked a little bit different. We're really excited that it's happening and things are getting back to being able to happen. I have this feeling in the sense that this is like the first holiday that we're able to fully celebrate now, aren't we?
That's what it seems like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, I mean, it's all working out really well for Brockway. Jeff, how long has, in the whole history of Brockway, how long have we been doing this? How long have we been getting together for the old-fashioned 4th of July celebration? Because it is pretty old-fashioned.
Yeah. The first one started in 1967, and that was a bunch of businessmen and local leaders got together and had a small celebration. And then each year it just increased. So we've been doing it for 55 years now. Always had a parade, fireworks, different types of entertainment and such. Things have changed over the years, but we try to keep it fresh.
Yeah, I think there's a good balance between fresh new things and the things that you always expect to see. What are some of those things that are constant staples? Of course, the fireworks, one of them.
Yeah, the fireworks, it's constant. We have the parade every year at 6 o'clock. We also have the fishing contest. And that one, if anybody looks at the pond, they'll look at that and say, how are you going to have a fishing contest? But they're going to raise the water and put the fish in tomorrow. So we'll have that ready to go. We also have the barbecue. Caymans have their barbecue. Now, that's going to be on Saturday, just one day, because the way they have to make it. The museum will be open. There'll be free swimming. So those are kind of the constant things that we have. 10K race will be taking place in the morning on Saturday. Basketball, different events like that.
Yeah, and certainly since it is the 4th of July, it's America's birthday, we like to celebrate that with the patriotic program as well. So I always encourage people to go to that because it's nice to keep in mind, you know, the fun stuff is certainly fun, but it's nice to keep in mind, like, this is a holiday for a reason. We should be proud.
Yeah, and our celebration is based on that, the patriotic program, and this year will be on Sunday at 12:30 down at the park at the stage. Bring a chair. Now, with the park renovations, they put in some stone seating, about a dozen of those, so there you can get closer to the stage. It always seems that people want to sit as far back from the stage as possible, but you can sit up front now too. But Kit Watson is the speaker this year. So 12:30,
yeah.
Come on down and see it.
That's always fun. Now, I promise our listeners, we will go through the full schedule. So if you're wanting to know exactly who's going to be where, when, or when you need to show up, or if you want to catch that parade, where you need to be and what time, we will go over all of that stuff. But Jeff, can we focus on the bigger picture for a little bit? What's the goal here? What would be the best thing that you can hear at the end of this weekend? Why do we come together? What do you want to get out of this?
One is patriotism, celebrate nation's birthday. Along with that is to bring people back that have moved away for jobs, family, things of that nature, and come back, see what we're doing. And a lot of people do that. They've been away for a while, and they'd like to come back for those couple days.
Yeah, I know it does feel like a big homecoming for a lot of people, and it just brings back that sense of community, of getting to see people who you haven't run into in a while.
Right.
And we get actually a little extended version of that this year, because since the 4th of July falls on a Sunday, it's nice to have that entire weekend to be able to spread those events out.
Right.
Now, we say it's throughout this weekend. It actually started with a couple of events even earlier that have already happened, right?
Right. There was the Frank Verichetti All-Star football game was last Friday. And then on Sunday, we had the Vesper service, which typically kicks off. It's the churches, ministerium, and Brockway get together and put this on. And this year, instead of being at one of the churches, now it was hosted by St. Debye's, but it was in the park, and that was nice to have it down. It was a beautiful day for it, afternoon. We also have things going on this week, such as at the library, they're having their book sale. The museum will be open different days during this week. Tomorrow night, BCAT will have an exhibition and a demonstration of what their students have been doing. And that is kind of in place of the art show. We weren't able to get the art show this year. They didn't feel that they could get it all pulled together, because that takes a while to get things out. So BCAT said, hey, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do it on Friday night.
And you know, let's take that moment to remember, like you just said, they didn't feel like they were able to pull it together in time. This is not a last minute situation. This is not like you plan the 4th of July celebrations on June, in June of this year. No, it takes, I would venture to say, it's almost the day after the celebrations end that you are already planning for next year.
Yes. We start after this is done on Sunday, we'll start at our next meeting, getting things ready, see what we did this year and what we can improve on or change. And so it's a 12-month process.
Yeah.
And an entertainment committee, she'll be looking for things right away.
Yeah, and that is a testament to how well this has worked out for this year, because planning from last year and having to kind of project forward and play fortune teller about you know, how things would eventually turn out in July,
right,
that's asking a lot.
Yeah, and last year we kept planning all the way up until June 1st. That was our deadline, that if the state couldn't relax anything, then we couldn't do it other than the fireworks and a couple things. But we continued the new year coming through, and we thought, well, we're going to plan it anyway and see what happens, and we'll use another June 1st deadline if we have to. But things started to loosen up. You know, we looked at community days, they were doing theirs. So we thought, okay, we're 99% sure we're going to do this.
Yeah.
So we continued.
Now I know people are people are eagerly awaiting. I have this all written out in front of me, but if you are listening and you want to actually see this, if you are more of a visual person, there is a fantastic website, brockwayforth.com. That's Brockway, F-O-U-R-T-H. You got to spell it out, brockwayforth.com. And you can find the full schedule there to follow along. But Jeff, maybe step by step, do you want to go over, let's start off on Saturday. This is certainly not something that I feel like I could ever physically do, but if you are if you are able to do a 10K race, that's kicking off Saturday morning, correct? Yep.
Correct. 10K will be registrations at 7:30 to 8:15, and then the race will start at 8:30. And that will be down at the pool parking lot. And it goes the typical route that we've had in the past. So that will be at that time. And then also at 8:30, the basketball tournament registration. Now that will be at the new basketball court, and that is behind the parking lot concession area toward the dike and football field. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. Big thank you to our Du Bois Dream members for helping out with that and helping put that together. And I will say this is a great opportunity, if you haven't been in Brockway for a while, to see all of those new renovations that have happened, because it's looking really spiffy.
It does look nice. The old, what we call the concession area, it was gravel. It is now paved. It has landscaping with little islands in there. That will make it nice. If you're down at the park, the left-hand side of that will be all the concessions, and then the right-hand side for Saturday will be parking, but then Sunday, that section will be roped off and the car show will be in there. But there's adequate parking throughout the area for people to come down to see, plus handicap parking and such.
Yeah, that makes it really nice. Yeah. 9:15. This is the official opening. This is when the celebration starts. And what are we going
to
hear?
The bells. We talk to the churches and different places that have bells, old bells, and they'll ring them for about a minute. And we started that several years ago just to kind of kick things off.
Yeah, that's your wake-up call. If you're not already wide awake at 9:15 on Saturday, time to wake up, time to start celebrating. The annual chicken barbecue with Caymans, that's on Saturday.
That's
like
on
you said.
Saturday. So they'll be there early, getting it ready, and they'll sell out to about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's when you sell out.
Sometimes you can get a ticket there. I always like to get them from my neighbor who's in the Caymans and to make sure I have my ticket.
Yeah, you're not risking anything.
Right.
You want to make sure that you get that dinner.
Yep.
The fishing contest, like you were talking about, the water will be high enough to do it by that time.
Yep, they'll raise that up.
And that'll be from 10 until noon, correct?
10 to noon, yes.
And then when do we actually learn who wins the fishing contest?
That will be at noon.
Okay.
They'll announce it with the trophies.
So right afterwards, then we actually get to celebrate who wins. This one's an interesting one. You're having a pool party.
There's the princesses.
Inviting your favorite princesses, are you?
We are. There's quite a few different ones, and we have a Facebook page. If you go onto our website, you can link to it, and if you can pre-register there, I believe it is, and go see the princesses at the pool.
Well, and I'm sure one of those princesses will be very happy. I'm thinking of a specific red-headed princess that I don't think we can legally name on air, so we're not going to risk ourselves with Walt Disney there, but all of your favorite princesses will be there. And this is a family event. You can tell already. This is meant for the entire family, whether you have a little girl who's going to be excited to see those princesses, whether you have a little kid who's excited to go fishing, or, you know, for even grandma and grandpa who want to sit and listen to the music.
Right.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, that's one of our goals, is to try to hit all the age groups.
Speaking of music, THW Band, that's going to be on Saturday, right?
Yeah, that'll be on Saturday, noon to 2:30, and that will be down at the stage. And it's kind of like a country band.
I haven't heard them yet. They've
so.
Got a little bit of a twang, I think.
Yeah. looking forward to hearing that.
Me too. We've got some magic happening. Now, a lot of these things will also be throughout the park, or they'll be strolling through the park.
Right.
So a lot of the things that you'll want to look at or want to be able to do, that's inside the park itself.
Inside the park, correct. Yeah. So everything, most of the items are down in that area.
Now, a lot of the things that especially the kids are going to be really, really excited to see again those rides and the games, right?
Right, right. Yeah. So we'll have some of those. The what do they call them? The blow up.
Inflatable. Yes.
That's the word. So we'll have those in different locations, and one's an obstacle course, and there's a whole bunch of different things she was able to get a hold of.
And now, of course, you do want to bring a little extra cash for that, correct?
No, everything that takes place in the park is free.
Okay.
There's no, the only thing are like the 10K race, there's a registration fee.
Right, okay.
So, but everything else is free in the park. You don't pay for anything. That is all through donations, sponsorships.
That is incredible. You can tell that I haven't actually ridden any of these rides because I'll get sick on them. So, but that's incredible to be able to do that kind of community event and be able to invite everybody out and just say like, hey, enjoy this. No, seriously, just enjoy.
Yep.
Have fun.
That was one of the ideas back in 67 was we want you to be down there and have a good time.
So. Good. Horse-drawn carriage rides. Those are always the trolley rides. Yes.
Yeah, so we'll have that. And that's going to be in a different location. Since they're doing construction up by the pond, it will be down by the left-hand side, you might say, by the Caymans. It will be going around the houses. There's a road down there. So,
yeah. We've got more bands on the way. We have the Aris Paul Band, which is going to be Saturday night, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And that's going to kick off. Well, that'll actually start at 3:15 until 4:15, and then they have another set later on from 6:30 until 8:30.
Yes.
There's a big band concert in between. I know a lot of people are very fond of that.
Yeah, and a lot of those are local people, people that have lived in town and have moved away, and they come back for the day to do this. And that has been a staple for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. For a while.
When I was a kid, you used to go to the Vespers at the high school, and then they had the crowning, and then they had the big band. All that one evening in the same location. So things have been split up, but we do have the big band, and we'll be downtown at the stage.
All right. And then closing out the night on Saturday, there is a teen dance. It's going to be under some black lights.
Yes. We talked to some of the people, some of the kids at the school, and that's one of the things they wanted was, hey, can we get a dance?
Yeah.
So they worked on it. Susan was able to get this, and it's a black light glow party.
And truly, I mean, you have, like we said, you have something for every age group. We were talking about some of the younger kids who might be excited to see the princesses. And even for the maybe too cold to be here teenagers, they're going to have fun with the blacklight party.
Yes.
Yeah, there is something for everybody. Yeah. Now, all of that we were just talking about was on Saturday. July 4th is actually on Sunday this year.
Yes.
So how are we kicking it off on Sunday?
Okay, so on Sunday, things really don't start until noon. That'd be after church. And we'll have the car show. Now, the car show is going to be in the concession area to the right-hand side. It'll be on solid ground, so no grass or anything.
Yeah.
The guys prefer that it be asphalt, so that's good. There is a pin-up show that will take place. There's more information on that on the Facebook page. We'll have the Summer Roller Hockey League. That is at a new location. They moved the roller hockey and the basketball, so that will be behind the concessions.
Okay.
So that starts around noon. Free swimming, the trackless train, balloon artists, and different things for the kids will be taking place.
Yeah, and all those inflatable and all the games and all the rides still going to be there. So
yep.
If your kids want to come back and have a second round two of all the rides, that's completely possible.
Right.
Now, the Patriotic Program is going to be on Sunday as well, of course, on July 4th itself. That'll be at 12:30.
12:30 at the stage.
And let's see, what else do we... Oh, we have the Picnic in the Park. That's always a really nice program that's done.
Yeah, and with the park being renovated, gets to showcase that. The concessions will be open, you know, get your lunch, take it to the park, or bring your own picnic lunch down.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Although I always think it's a good opportunity to grab some food that you don't typically see. Mm-hmm. I am a big sucker for fair food, for anything greasy.
Greasy. Yeah, there'll be some of that.
There definitely will. There are even some book signings this year. We have Nathan Smithrow with a book signing, The Foregone War. The museums are open. Everything is wide open in Brockway, and people want to see you. People want to, you know, interact with each other.
Right.
Again. Yeah. Let's see what else we have. We have magic shows again on Sunday. We have the Princess Party. We have a Duck Derby, which is a lot of fun.
Yep.
And Frank Vieira. Now, who is this?
That is... It's almost like country also, I think.
Okay.
There's different types of music that he has. I like I said, I haven't seen him either, but...
This will be your chance to see him in
person.
It'll
be my chance, yeah.
So yeah.
He'll be down there. That's, what, Sunday at 2 to 5.
Yes. And, again, this is a free concert. It's not like you have to pay to...
Yep.
It's really, the only thing that you need to bring is maybe a lawn chair to make yourself comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Excellent. Well, I know the big thing that a lot of people wait for, and they'll put their chairs out early, and they'll hold their spot. And, I mean, this is looked forward to... all year in Brockway, the parade on Main Street.
Yeah.
It kicks off at 6 o'clock, correct?
That's correct.
And from where to where in Brockway?
It will start down by the high school. That's where they set it up. And then it will wind its way out to Main Street at 3rd and go all the way down to Sheets at the light.
And what kind of typically what floats and what people are we going to see in the parade?
Ed said that he has... 8 or 9 bands.
Okay, wow.
So that's good. He has fire trucks, of course.
Of
Kids
course.
Love that. And some floats. Just some things that he's had in the past and some new things. He has the bagpipe band. So
oh, okay.
Got to have that.
Those are always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you are going to be going through Brockway, I mean, you want to make sure that those streets are going to close down.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock. So make sure that you are... you know, parked somewhere safely and make sure that everything is ready to go because you'll want to find your spot.
Right, right.
Kurt Thomas is going to be playing. He is well known in this area. Kurt Thomas is going to be playing Sunday night at 8:15. They'll have the Cayman's raffle drawings at 9 o'clock. They'll also do more raffle drawings for the Canine Search and Rescue Group at 9:15. And then everything starts to kind of wind down because everybody's getting ready for the fireworks, of course.
Correct.
And what time would you imagine the fireworks are actually going to go off?
Mike usually has it at 9:45 exactly.
It is right there. And by then, it's, you know, it's nice, it's dark, you can actually see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, year after year, these are some of the best fireworks I've seen.
Oh,
they're
thank you.
Fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And they will be back downtown this year. Last year, we... because of the park being closed, we had to move them up onto Freemer Hill. And Andy Freemer said, sure, you can do them up here, which gave a nice advantage point to everybody. But this year, it's going to be back down where we have typically had them. So
wonderful. Well, Jeff, we only have 2 minutes left. So, oh my goodness, it has gone very quickly. But can we just quickly wrap up and remind people, you know, whether you are from Brockway or whether you're just around the area, whether this is your first time going to the Brockway annual 4th of July celebration, or whether you've been doing it for the past, you know, 40 some years, what do we want people to be able to do?
We want people to come downtown and participate in everything that we have to offer. We have schedules that are on our website. We have information that's on our Facebook page. We also have a pamphlet that's been distributed to the local businesses. So, you know, pick one of those up. The schedule can be on your phone. It's nice and neat. It's right there. So you can't say you don't know what's going on because it's available.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we're going to be posting that on our website as well. So you really have no excuse. This is what people have been waiting for. People have been waiting to celebrate and get back together. And this is the first holiday in quite a while that we've been able to do so.
Right.
So Jeff Gankowski here from the Brockway 4th of July celebration, the Brockway annual old-fashioned 4th of July. That'll be the majority of the events, both July 3rd, which is Saturday, and July 4th, the holiday itself on Sunday. And you can find all of the details online. That is Brockway, FOURTH.com.
Right.
Got to spell the whole thing out. Jeff, we've got about 30 seconds left. Do you want to just invite people one more time to, you know, whether or not they've been there before, to come out and celebrate?
Yeah, come on into Brockway. plenty of parking, plenty of things to do. Crew that we have has worked hard for the past 12 years. They're an amazing group of people. They do their bit, and they know how to do it well. So I think people will be pleased.
Yeah, definitely will. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And it's Jeff Gankowski from the Brockway Annual 4th of July Celebration. You can find more details online, BrockwayFourth.com, BrockwayFourth.com. It's been Contact, brought to us by Community County Services.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wits' end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded.